You know, a sick part of me loves the iPhone 16e, and a healthy part of me hates the iPhone 16e.
A healthy part hates it? Yeah. Why does that? Okay, first of all, looks
dude,
very
clean.
It's
probably the best looking iPhone ever.
And if only when you turned it around there was a dynamic island, you know?
And I'm going to say something controversial.
Say it.
I think we should go back to the flat edges. They look better.
Okay, so when you, I keep having this thought that we still have the flat edges.
No.
Because like compared to like an iPhone 11 or a XR, it's you know, it's not round, it's flat. But I see what you're saying, like the actual like bevel of the edges.
It doesn't hurt your fingers? Did you get your iPhone 16e? Because I know you were first in line. You were really excited.
Yeah,
I was first in line.
I was standing there. I said, hey, please give it to me. And they said, you know what, sir? There are people that need it more than you, and you showed up too early, and they kicked me out. I didn't get it.
It's just annoying because I want to like it so bad.
Okay, are you forcing yourself to like it because there's an Apple logo on the back or what?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Big question. Big important question.
Yeah.
Because this is a space that Marquez rules with an iron fist. Are you daily driving it? Is it your daily driver, as they would say?
No, I thought about it, and I said, no, I'm actually going to return it because I don't – it's not for me.
But, I mean, in your testing phase, have you been driving it daily at normal speed limit?
No. No, I haven't.
No? Okay.
You know why?
Tell me why. But don't tell the viewers. Just tell me.
This phone has a 60 hertz screen, bro. I can't
I hate you. I hate you.
It's okay. It's so choppy. It's as if I transported back to the Middle Ages. That's how I feel using the iPhone 16.
You do know how I live my life. I live my life at 60 hertz. You do know this.
Yeah, and well,
I made that choice a long time ago.
Some of us can tell. Some of us, I mean, you know, you look at me, you see 120 hertz. You look at John, you see 60.
Yeah,
I mean,
is that so? Do you think if we went out in public and just quiz people, they would guess which one of us is 60 hertz?
Potentially, but here's the deal. You know, you're making trade-offs. You're prettier than me, but you're at 60 hertz.
I don't think that's true.
I'm a little bit thicker. I'm a little bit thicker and uglier.
You say you're thicker than me?
I'm a little, where it matters.
I didn't know you have a license to drive that dump
truck. It doesn't matter in many places, but it does matter.
It does matter. You on the show last week, you said that this was actually for the last couple weeks or so, you said that this phone is for iPhone users. That's what this phone, that's who this phone launched for. Who do you think it's for now that you have used it?
iPhone users. Yeah.
Really?
People that don't care. Like, iPhone users don't care about 60 hertz.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah.
So they don't. iPhone users have never necessarily been about the deal. The art of the deal has never been like the thing.
Oh, God.
So I think it's for iPhone users. And you know what? Shockingly, dude, after I made my video last week, a friend of mine who I don't talk to like super often just because he's on East Coast now and like I'm on West Coast. We have super conflicting schedules. He texts me. He goes, I watched your 16e video, immediately pre-ordered for my girlfriend and me.
Okay.
And I was like, that is so interesting. Like,
and also
he does
kind
not
of
watch,
adorable.
He does not watch any of my videos, but I'm like, again, who is he? He's an iPhone user. I think he's on like an iPhone 10 or a 10S, and he just wants new phone for not a lot of money. And, well, or new phone for a moderate amount of money, maybe I should say.
Yeah.
And that's why. So in that regard, 16E is perfect, and I have a feeling that there are 10 to 20 million of that type of person that are going to buy one of these every year.
Dude, if 10 to 20 million people, the same people that were buying the SE, if those people were willing to spend $100 more, I hate that for us. I hate that Apple was right. I hate that they took that risk, and it's going to pay off for them, which means they're never going to do fun things for us. They're always going to give us a phone like this.
Yeah. I mean,
which definitely means 17E next year, right?
I think so, and now we've already seen sources start to say, like, that's in the works, that's happening, people are planning it.
Perfect. And, I also saw, I think it was on Twitter at some point, that actually, I take that back. I think it was Talos of Tech that drew that speculated that they would be that they're doing to MagSafe what they did with 3D Touch, starting with this.
I saw that theory too.
How does it make you feel icky? Because it makes me feel icky.
It makes me feel disgusting. I feel shame when I hear that.
Yeah. Do you use, like, I don't think I use, I use MagSafe a lot for just like placing my, like driving mostly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I use it every day in some form.
Stand.
I use it every day in some form. But I will say, my friend John Prosser made a video recently.
Uh-huh. He did do
one
that.
Of many. And he showed the iPhone 17
boy.
Pro.
Uh-huh.
He showed the iPhone 17 Pro and said, hold on, I got to find it. Oh, God. Wait. Here we go. He showed this. Now,
he did show that.
Where's the MagSafe? Where's the glass
I would like to say two things about this. One, that's already wrong and out of date. In a very simple, minor but important way. In our renders, we have you can see the flat sides what I would call flat sides meet and they're sandwiched between like the back and the front of the phone. The newest version of this design is unibody aluminum.
See, that's crazy though.
So there's no seam. It's complete unibody. Black camera bar at the top. I have heard that some witchcraft has occurred, that MagSafe is still a part of this. And I, for the life of me, I mean, I don't work at Apple. I'm not a smart guy. I don't know how they would pull that off with aluminum, but something about like things being adhered directly to the aluminum enclosure, but I don't know what that means. I don't know how they would get that to work. I wish someone smarter than me could explain it.
Hmm. I mean, I...
Do you have any little birdies chirping at you?
No, I have no idea.
Hypothetically?
But, I mean, that is something I'd heard historically. I just don't really believe that. You know, it's like, you know, maybe I should be a leaguer, because it is the things that are so unrealistic that sometimes end up happening.
Yeah, well, my brain is just too small to comprehend how they would do that.
I mean, I think theoretically Google did it in the past on a phone or something, or it happened in a minor way. I know if you Google like inductive charging through aluminum, you won't find anything because it's like theoretically not possible. I think it's only theoretically, or you know, perhaps Apple's working on a new version of MagSafe or something like that would. I don't know.
Would it be
possible?
I don't know how this works, but would it be possible where it's like 60% aluminum, 40% something else? Like, I don't know how metals work.
I mean, yeah, you can combine metals. I mean, we've heard aluminum titanium design rumored, but it's interesting. It's an interesting time. I choose not to believe that they're getting rid of MagSafe. Because 3D Touch was something that people didn't really like. I mean, tech enthusiasts loved it, but I'd say normal everyday people.
Well, it was too easy to replace. Like the alternative is just a long press, and it's
exactly.
There's no alternative to MagSafe other than case companies being able to. I'm sure case companies do the same thing for the 16E, where they, you know, they strengthen the magnets in just their cases to like give your phone MagSafe. It feels like it was introduced with the iPhone 12, right?
Mm-hmm. 2020.
They kind of went all in on that, and not even necessarily for charging, but I use it for a lot of like accessories, and I feel
half of our sponsors are accessories.
Yeah. Yeah. At least for who's going to sponsor the show if they get rid of MagSafe?
Yeah.
We'll be out of business. I feel like they kind of can't do that.
Yeah, it feels too important. And it seems like a feature a lot of people do really like. I mean, a shocking number of people use those MagSafe wallets in particular.
Oh, yeah.
I see that super frequently.
Yeah, they can't do it.
Battery packs.
Okay, yeah, I'm putting my flag in the... Drew's theory was very... it made me think. But now I'm putting my flag in the... They can't get rid of it. I don't think they can.
That's what I love about Talos Tech. He always makes me think.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, I got sucked right in. I was like, that, yep, makes complete sense. I buy it. That's what, goodbye MagSafe. Until I actually sat down and thought about it and realized that that would be a terrible idea.
I mean, it's possible they figured it out. I would hope maybe we've made some progress. Like, hopefully we can not have to charge through glass. I mean, hey, I'll say this. An aluminum back phone would be way more durable than a glass back phone, especially if it's unibody. So that would make a very interesting drop test for those crazy people that do that.
It just it worries me because it's been so long since I've had a phone that was aluminum. I guess iPhone 6 was the last one, or six.
I think iPhone 7 technically.
Really? Okay.
Some variants of the iPhone.
Well, I didn't have an iPhone 7. I was using Android by then. I had run away with my tail between my legs.
That's right. I forgot you did that. That was a weird phase of your life.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird phases that I wish I could not have had them.
Me too.
That's one of them. I was using a OnePlus phone. What a nightmare of a situation I put myself through. Why would I do that? It was just like I woke up one day and was like, you know what? I want to hate myself for a few months and just bought that phone.
Sometimes that's how the brain works. It's complicated.
Like, what would it dent and stuff? Like, I just imagine, because the phones are so big now that I just imagine these little, like, dents all over the phone.
Yeah, I mean, that's what would happen when you dropped an iPhone 7. There would be a dent. I mean, I think I dented the back of mine when I had it.
That sounds terrible. That sounds actually terrible.
I don't think it's worse than shattered glass.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Do you ever see the people that shatter their iPhone and then they don't want to get it fixed, so they just put duct tape on the back?
No, are those psychopaths?
Real. Yeah, they are real. My favorite was my teacher in high school. He hated like Apple and technology, which is probably why we became really close, because I was obviously me. And he had an iPhone 2G, and he would use it inside of a half size sandwich bag because it was so broken everywhere. It would cut him. So he would literally he would use his phone inside of a plastic bag, and that was the entirety of my sophomore year.
That is embarrassing.
Yeah, no, I agree. He had a wife and a kid too. I'm like, damn, this is crazy.
Like, imagine doing something so unhinged that years later one of your students has to bring it up on his podcast.
Yeah, he was a great dude though. Like,
I bet he was. Yeah,
had opened my eye to a lot of things in the world, man. He's brilliant. But
there are so many people. Yeah, there are so many people with like broken screens on their phones that are just okay. If you break the back of the phone and you're not going to get it fixed because you're a crazy person, you could put a case on it so you don't get cut. But I have known way too many people that have a shattered screen and they're still just whoop, 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 risking their lives every time.
It's tough.
I would cut myself immediately and bleed out, I think.
Did you ever get your iPhone fixed? Remember when it broke randomly on the podcast?
Oh, yeah. I'm the guy that has the case on. I have forgotten. Part of it is because I can't see. Like, you can't see the
thing. Is it still broken?
Oh yeah, it's still broken.
Or do you think it fixed itself?
Check. Live check on the show.
Remember the self-healing phone? That was like the first Marquez.
Oh
ever
yeah.
Watched, and I was like, "Oh
yeah.
Technology crazy."
As soon as you take the case off, it is very apparent. I don't know if you can see. It's worse. It goes all the way. Oh, there you go. It goes all the way up. That happened on Genius Bar. Wow. Okay. Well, this is why you have AppleCare. I get two replacements a year. Time to spend one of them. I feel like I went a pretty long time without getting a replacement this year. Longer than I usually do. Usually...
Yeah. Well, hey, you've got AppleCare. No, you don't have AppleCare. Do you have AppleCare?
I have AppleCare. Yeah.
Okay.
My thing is I feel like maybe most of us are like this, but when I first get my phone, I care way more about any even like minor scratch, and I will find a reason. There was a time... You remember our April Fool's videos where we swapped channels?
No, the good old days.
There was a time where I had minorly broken my iPhone 13, I think, and I ordered a replacement, and, you know, you have to send it in, and it has to, you know, you want it to appear borked. So in the video, the April Fool's video that I swapped with you, I hammered it. Do you remember that? In one of the April Fool's videos where I'm on your channel, I don't know why, I don't know what part of the skit this was or why I hit my phone with a hammer and shattered the back of the phone.
I do not remember this at all. What? You did?
Yeah. I think it was probably the last April Fool's video because it was unhinged.
That would have been like 2022. You would be in the thumbnail. I think is this where you're in the costume?
Oh, God. Like the,
it's going to be right around, right?
Oh, God, that's it. Yeah, that's it. What an unhinged thing. Oh, my God, dude. I look so fucking... What was I doing with myself?
You have...
What the fuck?
Wait, what? I do not remember that. How do you remember that?
What do you mean? I don't know if you know, because I have him. I know that there's a mask on that guy, but that's me. I am that guy that did that.
That looks so bad.
I hit it with a hammer. You can see where the hammer made impact. It's this little round hammer head.
I made a video on your channel called iPhone 14, The Leaks Were Wrong.
Yeah, this is unironically very funny.
I don't remember. I feel like I'm not very good at this.
No. That's the cute thing. You always say that. You always think you're not good at it, but it's always funny. Oh, this was someone was like climbing in your window or something here.
You know what? This makes me feel good. I feel like I look exactly the same now as I did 2 years ago.
You look like
I need to get new glasses. I kind of hate these frames, dude.
Why?
Because I'm ugly, John.
Why do you think you're ugly? What?
Because I hate these glasses, John.
Didn't we have a conversation like a year ago where you were flirting with the idea of going back to your clear ones because you still had them?
Yeah, but I don't like the clear ones either. I got to find a pair that I like. Or I just need to get contacts, one of the two. That's a whole
I don't know why, but the clear ones are so iconic.
That's just because I think you met me when I had them.
You think so?
I think it's just like the nostalgia in your brain.
You think I'm just attached to
that version of me.
Yeah, that version of you.
Wow.
I feel like are they around you currently?
They're in a different room.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
I wanted to do a live test and have people choose.
Yeah. Fair.
Okay. Well,
so we have iPhone 16e.
Yeah.
What else did you see this week?
What you don't like. I don't know what the hell is going on. But I feel like every day we had iPhone 17 CAD leaks. Every day.
Yeah, Sonny Dixon even shared.
What is actually happening? Like, how... What caused this avalanche?
Oh, did I not share them?
And it's so early. It's so early in the year. How are all the CADs just floating out there?
It is, dude. Here we go. iPhone 16e. Sorry, iPhone 17 Air. I'm not sharing. That's super my bad. Let's try that again.
Okay.
And cut. iPhone 17.
Okay.
iPhone 17, which looks just like what you shared.
Yeah.
iPhone 17 Pro Max. Now, John, I'm noticing something interesting about these Pro ones.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on down here? Looks like a cutout for glass, doesn't it?
It does look like that. I sent you a picture of the most recent version that I have. So, yeah, if I have to respond here on Genius Bar to the CADs that have leaked, two things. One, I'm not trying to sound like an asshole, but where these CADs are likely coming from are case companies. The case companies are not, because someone tweeted me this past week mentioning that, like, did Apple already give the case manufacturers CADs? That is not how this works behind the scenes.
No.
The case manufacturers, through other means, just as sketchy as YouTubers leaking stuff, obtain CADs because the benefit of them getting CADs leaked to them is that they can have, you know, early dibs on getting their cases on Amazon first or wherever. So there's a major financial incentive for them finding the CADs somehow. Now, with the CADs themselves, they are usually older versions of the products, which is why I think with the flat Apple Watch thing after my leak, like months after, we had 91 Mobiles. They posted a CAD that matched our renders. the most current. So, like, I don't know what these CADs are, where they're from, but they don't look like the Apple ones that we have. And the most recent version of those don't have the that cutout. They also, another thing with the I'm not saying that this is not going to happen or that it's not possible, but a lot of the renders that are based on these CADs have aluminum or whatever the back material is all the way up to the top of the phone. Whereas what I saw, every phone on with every color had a black camera bar across the top. And that's, I think that could be caused by the CADs that case manufacturers have do not have. I mean, Sam, you know this. They don't have the actual like textures and materials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're more like the dimensions or what matter.
Yeah, so that they can make a case. That stuff is missing from CADs like this. That was another interesting leak. It looks terrible. But for audio listeners, Sam is showing a clear case from a brand of sorts that is rendered around a future iPhone, and that future iPhone happens to look like the one we've been sharing.
Except it doesn't have a black camera bar. It's like color matched to the phone and looks
really bad. which makes sense if they had the the case manufacturer CADs. I'm not saying that when it comes out it won't look like that. It won't be color matched. All I can do is tell you what I saw, and what I saw, like, we're not going to post something like that, at least right now, because that's not what I saw. What we saw was black camera bar with an aluminum enclosure, unibody all the way around, no glass, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
I will say the more that we start to learn about this stuff, I don't know why that came up right there. I think the more that we learn about this year, the more it's shaping up to be a pretty big year for the iPhone.
You could say that. Damn.
I put out a little interesting video this week. Really excited about this one.
You could say dangerously close.
Yeah, I mean we've been hearing there could be a new design in route. And iOS 19, I kind of make the case for why it makes sense in this piece of art that I put out, because that is what it is.
Hell yeah.
And it was just an interesting, basically parallel to iOS 7 and how Apple is planning to potentially try something new. Maybe do circular icons. We don't know for sure. I obviously showed your stuff that you've shared in the past too.
Right.
And I just think that we might be onto something.
It's long overdue.
It's time. People don't realize it's been 11 years. Sorry, 12 years. 12 years since iOS 7. And it's time for something fresh. And
can I say something interesting? Because we are, in fact, working on a full video. Okay, yeah, that does a much better job. We're working on a full video of iOS 19. Because maybe I've seen most of it. In the version that I saw, dark mode was enabled. So, like, Vision OS, but dark mode looks
that
way better
really
than it
good.
Should. Yeah. It looks a lot like that.
Wait, do you have anything other than what you didn't send me? Wink.
Oh, I have, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can send you all of it, yeah. I have.
No, you don't have to. I was just wondering. Because what you sent me was
20 pieces of media in total.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are you going to do renders or?
Yeah. We have to. And I think one of the pictures that I sent you, you can see why. Yeah.
But yeah, I have to say. And we make the case for, the two newest Apple. I mean, dude, this is what got me. This menu in the Apple Sports app is
correct.
And let me just say, I just think if you look at the timelines for everything, it's pretty clear, and I made this point in my video because this is exactly what I thought happened. I'm pretty sure it is exactly what happened. Uh-huh. That when did the Apple Sports app come out? Almost a year ago to the day, a little bit earlier, about middle of February of last year.
Uh-huh.
When was iOS supposed to get redesigned? It was supposed to be last year. It was supposed to be iOS 18. but they ran out of time for the visuals because of the AI stuff. They had to push it. And it's just interesting to me that when you look at this menu in the Apple Sports app, it don't look like an iOS menu. It looks one-to-one with VisionOS. And I think it's very easy to look at that. Excuse me. That was disgusting. You can edit that out. That was awful. I don't even know where that came from. I've never burped in my life. That's crazy.
Never. Yeah, I've never heard you burp once.
Yeah, that's nuts. I mean, you could just see if you showed up on the screen one more time. Like, it looks straight up. Like, if you're like, how would Apple do this? If you're like, how would they make VisionOS look like on the iPhone? Just download the Apple Sports app and click on this menu. And I think you could picture how notifications, pop-ups, widgets, like, would look.
This is a very elegant and refined thing. It's a very interesting thing where you have rumors of a redesign, but the redesign is based on something you can you have context to, so you can really kind of just fill in the blanks. Okay, a big question for you, Sam. Because I'm going to be honest with you. You made round icons look better than I thought they would.
I agree.
Do you ship that? Are you a fan of round icons on the phone?
Am I a fan or do I think it's happening? Because I think those could be two different questions.
Are you a fan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think
you think it looks good? Because I've seen that's...
Well, in our video. I think it looks good in our video, but I've seen really bad versions.
Yeah, I think that's the most like conflicting thing that I've seen in our iOS 19, our first iOS 19 video. A lot of people in the comments are just disgusted by the round icons. And I mean, that seems like a weird thing to be disgusted by.
I'm sure Apple knows that, and I'm sure there will probably be an option to change.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I
wouldn't be surprised.
Kind of how you can choose now between like the regular icons and the big old ones?
Yeah. They've shown that they're more comfortable. You can kind of pick rounded or circular. I would not be surprised at all.
Okay.
That's not based on knowing something, but I...
Okay.
I'm just saying with a chain.
I legitimately never considered that. That's a good idea.
Do you like round icons? Do you think that's a good call?
So I do, but I can't tell if it's just because it's different. Like, I can't tell if I'm bored and I'm seeing something different, so I'm a fan.
That's very fair. I dream of the day, and I've said this forever, where Apple makes, just like they have an app store, sell icon packs just like you can on Android. Let designers... it would be a way for Apple to make way more money. I am telling you, if they allowed icon packs on the iPhone, I would probably spend 40, 50 bucks a year on the App Store, where right now I spend $0 on the App Store because I don't buy apps. And if I could download new packs and change the way the icons looked, that would be sick. I doubt they will do that because I know that that's a huge like brand risk because it's like, oh, it's not iPhone, it's not recognized.
Or maybe not the first year. Like, if they're doing a full redesign, they're probably going to want to have like – exactly the way they wanted it to look. And then maybe, yeah, I mean.
Down the road, I feel like they're getting there.
EU, where are you guys at?
Yeah. It is unconstitutional for the iPhone to have the same icons. When are you putting out your video? Because I'm obviously very excited. And it's so interesting to me because.
We were just waiting for a sponsor on it.
Oh, that's so real.
Our boy, Eric.
I was started as an iOS YouTuber. I think I always have an affinity. It's so interesting. It's right. It was also funny, like looking at like the comments and the like ratio on my most recent video. It was like higher and more positive than other videos I've done. And I'm like, man, those people from 2014, 2015 are still like some of them are still here.
Did you get any people that like came back like, oh shit? They like got recommended because you were talking about software
that's
again.
That's funny. Maybe. I mean, really, really happy with the video. It was one I was proud of. Like, it was just a really good experience. I mean, I took my time with it. It's so much more fun to make stuff when you can just take your time.
Yeah. Can you believe that we spent so many years not doing that?
I know. And I felt that way about the 16. Well, I mean, I was rushed making the 16E video, but for a second I had that thought where it's, oh God, everybody beat me out. This video is going to tank. It's going to get no views. And it was like, no, it actually let me, like, I remember the day the 16E dropped, and I think probably I guess my video did well. I don't know, again, why people cared that much. They don't care now.
You guess
so
it did well.
I,
it fucking crushed.
But, like, I people don't care well, now.
He said.
I think it's just because I took an hour that morning. I watched the entire video all the way through. Mm-hmm. I looked at every spec side by side, took notes, and studied this thing for an hour before I ever stepped into the studio, where I think so many other people, and how I used to be, just run to the camera, say what comes out. And it's like, generally your first thought is not going to be well-crafted.
They're just almost reading the press release, you know?
I did that up until I think last year. And then
But that was a stupid idea.
Well, the idea was if you get up first, more people will watch it because they want to hear about it. But what you realize is that the algorithm doesn't care about being first. It cares about being best. And that it's going to serve the best content versus the first content.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that to pump myself up. I'm saying that
pumping.
That's Mr. Beast's success. He created a perfect formula that was way better than what anybody else is doing. So it served that. Because he didn't rush it out. And he took his time on the edits.
I don't know if you are interested or care about this, like if this matters to you, but our boy Jeff Poole, he back. He says 12 gigabytes of RAM on iPhone 17 Pro and Pro Max.
Okay.
Like,
does that mean more Apple intelligence? Less Apple intelligence? Hopefully less Apple intelligence.
I'm trying to be positive.
We do have a... If you don't love Apple Intelligence, we do have a pretty cool sponsor.
We do have a pretty cool sponsor. You know what? Instead of complaining about Apple Intelligence, we'll just offer up another solution. And we'll do that now. So I don't want to mention the elephant in the room, which, we make a podcast about a certain company. That company is fruit related. And they have dabbled in AI and they have failed us. On every occasion, at every angle, it's terrible. And so, you know what? I thought maybe exploring around, maybe looking elsewhere. Huh, what company is at the top of everything in terms of the future? Who has their finger on the pulse?
Made our lives? Yeah.
Exactly. Why do we have the lives
we
have?
Why are we here?
Google. Of course.
Oh, dude, I'll be honest. You know me. I generally don't try non-Apple stuff. And I was like, I've been reading a lot of stories about how people are saying something about something called Google Gemini. It's pretty good. And I was come on. Like, it's going to be slow. The generational stuff is not very good. It seems like it's very inaccurate. Because I'm an Apple fan, right? Like, I've heard some rumblings, right? There's an Apple event coming up. So I started to research for my video.
Okay.
And I searched, is there an Apple event soon? Because, again, I've heard maybe in the next couple of days, at the time we're recording, they could be doing something. Mm-hmm. Dude, instantaneously, it's really accurate as well. It's like, Apple has confirmed an event for Wednesday, February 19th. I also appreciate that Apple's calling it an event.
Gemini's calling it an event. What do you know, Gemini?
It's remarkable. It says new iPhone SE, M4 MacBook Air, new iPad Air 10.9-inch iPad. Like, it's cross-referenced all the sources I normally do.
Is it watching Apple track?
But I don't just use it for my videos. The other day, I moved recently.
Oh, you're going to... Real life stuff.
Yeah. And I was like, all right. I don't actually... This is scary to admit. I don't know how to hang a picture. Like, properly.
Okay.
We listen
and we don't judge.
Yeah. I have tried, John, more times than I can. I measure it out with myself. I look on the wall. Yeah, like I'll use my hand or
you'll just
ruler,
stand there and go, yep, this is about 8 foot off the ground.
And it's always off. Like, I literally 2 days ago drilled holes that were 7 inches off. It wasn't even close to where I need.
Okay.
So I can get really detailed, right? Where I'm like, I need help hanging a picture with two mount points that are, let's say, 23 inches apart, right? Very specific on this picture. And this is a real story. And I was like, the wall is 32 inches wide. How do I do this? Right? I just talk to it like a human. Like, if I'm on the phone, right? Like, how would I interface with it? Dude, it worked. This photo in my house looks insane. It shows me you find the center of the wall. You calculate the placement of the mount points. Then you divide it in half and, like, go out on each side of the midpoint. I know this is so obvious, but
I didn't know this.
No, like it turned out perfect to where in the past I've always like measured the wall and then guesstimated in my head the center.
Yeah.
And it was legitimately helpful and useful telling you to use a stud finder if it's a very heavy thing. Its ability to reason with like the new 2.0 flash update is...
I wish I was knowledgeable about every topic that people could ask me about. I wish I could just pull it up. You know what's also crazy? I don't know if you've dabbled, but you can actually like verbally speak to it.
Wait, what?
And it speaks back. Listen, we come from a different world where the features don't really work. Features in Google Gemini work, and they work exceedingly well. Okay, I'm gonna give it a prompt here. I'm gonna speak to it, and I don't want you to take this personally. Okay.
Okay.
This is a conversation between me and Gemini, and you don't need to listen. I'm gonna hit the thing. Hey, Gemini, I am John Prosser, co-host of the Genius Bar podcast. We need to work on a new episode, but we don't know what we should make it about. It needs to be something we haven't made yet. What do you think?
Whoa.
That's a great question, John. It's awesome to see you looking for fresh ideas for the Genius Bar podcast. Since you're open to suggestions, here are a few concepts that might spark some inspiration, keeping in mind the year is 2025. Tech-focused and forward-looking. The metaverse in 2025. Beyond the hype. Explore the evolution of the metaverse. Its practical applications beyond gaming, and its potential impact on society, work, and communication.
Okay, I'm going to pause it there, because there's an entire list of episodes. Entire list of episodes. I don't know if you can see all this, but it's really like, it just gave us everything we could possibly need. It gave us ideas for engaging with the audience, encourage listeners to share their thoughts on and opinions on social media, use hashtags so we can communicate with them that way. Invite guests on, bring experts on, it says.
Dude, they know when we're down bad.
They know.
You guys should have Andrew Edwards back on.
But isn't it crazy that I'm the guy from the show. This is the show I do. What should we make episode about? It knows how this works. It knows what this show is about. And I just feel like, you know, when I'm not feeling as creative and as motivated, I can really lean on Gemini.
Well, it's just helpful to like jog my memory. Like that's been the applications that I've used for it. It's helping me learn new things that normally you would spend like a long time searching on Google for. And now, like, for example, hanging a picture, you're going to go to a site that is just coded from ads side to side.
Yeah.
It's going to be at the bottom of the page. So you scroll through all the, like, it's just, it's so inherently ineffective. And I feel like, I mean, they've got different like reasoning models as well. Like you can go in here, they've got 2.0 Flash, but they also have 2.0 Flash experimental with apps, reasoning across YouTube maps and search.
Yes.
So it's cool that you can select from these different models. And I don't know, it's a good tool. I have to say as well, Google has done a pretty good job of making me feel in control and not like the AI is just like, oh, good luck. It's just out there. Like they seem to have a pretty human. That's what it's felt like for some of the company. I mean, without saying any names.
Yeah.
and it's like the opposite end of the spectrum. It's like Apple's over here and then others are just in the opposite side. Like Apple's like, we can maybe erase a hand sometimes and swirl it.
we can make your own custom emoji.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It can make images too, but
did you hear how like smoothly it communicated with me? I still can't do that with you know who.
I didn't know it could do that.
I'm still waiting on you know who to do that. You know what I mean?
And it's been Google did more in a year than did in about 15.
That's what's crazy because I feel like, especially with us and our listeners, we are in our own little bubble, a certain fruit bubble. And we don't really take time to look externally. And when you do, just for a second, you realize so fast how far ahead a company like Google is, especially in terms of AI. Because we're not used to anything working, period. We're not used to anything working this well at this level and at this degree. And it didn't feel like I was being hindered. It didn't feel like I had to work around the guardrails to help so I could communicate my ideas to it. I could just speak to it like a regular person, and it would answer me like a regular person. I didn't have to, like, you know, with a certain other assistant, you have to word things exactly right if you want to get a response at all. And I'm just not used to it being so smooth and fluent. It's like witchcraft. It's magic.
Look at this animation, dude.
Dude. It is really pretty.
Anyway, guys, this is Gemini. Check them out. Very cool. And thank you to Google for sponsoring this segment of the Genius Bar podcast.
Not just thank you for sponsoring this segment of Genius Bar podcast, but thank you for opening my eyes. to the future that is Google Gemini and AI. And, you know, maybe I have to have a talk with a certain fruit company. It just feels like they're a little behind. That's all. Wow, that was just beautiful. Can you believe that? On Genius Bar, Google said,
when they
hey,
reached
guys.
Out, that was crazy. Yeah, thank
and
you.
And also,
guys. yay.
Also, I have been using Gemini every day now, which I did not expect. That's that. And we're okay. The ad is over. They're not paying us to say this. I have been using it every day.
It's a pretty cool tool.
It makes you really sad for the current state of affairs here.
Okay, but before I did this sexy transition, you were going to say something about 12 gigabytes of RAM, iPhone.
Yeah, does that matter to you? Like, I feel like it's not 2016 anymore. I don't care how much RAM is. Like, what does that mean? What's the difference there?
I assume it's just probably for them to bolster Apple. And I assume that they're probably building Apple Intelligence features like an LLM
Siri. But it's not good now.
It's not good. But remember,
iOS
19
is going to be... Why do I need it to be not good but faster?
I think it's... We're hearing that they're going to do the large language model Siri next year.
We
which
heard
will be able
a lot
to answer
for this
questions.
Year.
I know. And it's not going to come out till June of next year, but it will be technically an iOS 19 feature. Just how it is now. It is now March 1st when we're recording this. March 1st, 2025, the year of our Lord. And Apple still has not delivered on features that they announced in June of last year.
Are we allowed to say that here?
Yeah, it's our show.
You know what? You're right. I want to take back our power. They're terrible. They are a piece of shit company.
I didn't say that. I wouldn't go that far, but
I.
Well, Tim Cook recently has been.
He called it a piece of shit company. Did you hear that interview? He said, "Good morning."
I did not hear that interview.
I work at a piece of shit company.
I feel like Tim Cook is reputation is starting to.
You think so too? Yes, I feel icky.
Especially with the current administration and the stuff I feel like bro is bending over backwards to save this company from a tariff. This Tim Cook hates to see a tariff coming.
Yeah.
And it just feels gross and icky for everything that he claims Apple stands for. And
it just doesn't. Okay. I know I'm kind of joking when I say piece of shit company, but nothing is working. Nothing is working. What happened to the working part?
Well, it is tough because my iPhone does glitch out almost daily now. But here's how I make peace. Because you're wondering, right? How does Mr. Apple Sheep himself make peace?
How do you sleep at night?
Because I go every once in a while, I'll go into a store and touch an Android for quite literally 5 seconds. And then I go, actually, the bugs are fine. Actually, keep crashing out. Because it's still better. It's still better. Dude. The worst day of the iPhone, no matter what anyone says, factually will be better than the best day of an Android phone.
But don't
That's just what it is.
It's only a matter of time, though. Like, if
you
notice...
Yeah, we've been saying that for about 15 years.
Okay, if you notice, it feels like... if I'm going to use any Android OEMs as an example, let's say Google and kind
of... outside of the fact... We've maintained that they make the best-looking Android phone and the best-working Android phone.
You know what upsets me greatly is it was Steve Jobs' 70th birthday in the last few days.
Yeah,
and Tim Cook had the nerve to tweet about how they keep his vision intact. Asshole. That's not true. And what it feels like is a company like Google with the Pixel phones... And Samsung, it feels like they have started to catch on, and those companies are adopting more and more of that vision, while Apple is just dropping the pieces of the puzzle. So Apple's just dropping the pieces of the puzzle. Companies like Google and Samsung are picking it up, and I feel like it's only a matter of time before Apple has dropped too many of those pieces, and we got a real, we got competition again on our hands. Unless they,
Potentially.
Why don't they care about that their stuff doesn't work? Why do you think that is?
I don't think it's that they don't care. I think it's that Tim Cook is just starting to lose a thread. I really think it is that. I think he's starting to... I mean, he's been the CEO for 14 years now? I mean, that's a long time to be.
But his only job is
the ship as
is
a,
report
as a
back
guy.
At the end of the quarter, most money ever, and he just keeps doing that. He's it's not. Yeah. I don't think he's. I don't think he cares about if iOS works. It's how many phones are going out with that piece of shit software on it.
Yeah. I don't know. I will say it does feel like Apple is starting to try a little bit, though. Like with iOS 19, that's kind of something new.
Are they? Because it was supposed to be last year. So this is just something that's taken 2 years to do.
But I mean, we've got that. We've got iOS 17 designs. They introduce a new type of iPhone model, the 16E, that we haven't seen from them before. It does.
Also,
they're at least doing something different.
I don't know if this is a bad thing to say or not. But how many months are we away from the thing from DubDub where they will announce iOS 19?
3 months almost. Oh, my God. We're only 3 months away. Wait, I'm so excited. Oh, wait. They're going to announce WWDC later this month. Do you think they're going to tease a vision?
You just
design?
Had so many emotions.
I know.
Fast.
I just got really excited. I forgot that. Dude, this is real. I've been doing this. Do something that you can do 12 years and be smiling this much when you think about WWDC. Dude, I love Apple. They're my favorite company, and you can keep putting out dog software and dog products, and I'll still be lapping it up like the little
swap. Oh,
yeah,
I'm still
going to
buy it every year and complain every
because
year.
Because I still feel something deeply about the software and the way it – I mean, there's certain things and certain products that unlock parts of me that I didn't know were there. Like today I told you I was looking at like cars and stuff and just goofing around. And I sat in one, and I was like, it unlocked a new part of me. And now I'm like, I need this. My life's not going to be complete.
Is it like a sports car or something crazy?
Yeah.
Did it unlock an adrenaline demon?
Yeah. Yeah, I started up the engine, and I said, actually, I don't need an EV anymore.
Actually, you know what? Gas
actually, I will.
Cool.
I will pull
combustion?
It
there. Neat.
It's okay. Yeah. And I feel that way about the iPod. I mean, I got the iPod Touch. It changed my life. I mean, genuinely. Mm-hmm. Obviously, now that I'm doing this job, but that the second that I saw what it could do, I mean, it still is with me every time I use an iPhone. It sounds silly. Mm-hmm. It sounds stupid. It's cringe. Okay, cool. That's how I feel. And even through all the bugs, the magic of how it feels is still there.
Mm-hmm.
But they are getting dangerously close. I'm saying that because it's not that I'm acknowledging it. It's just that I still get excited when I hear it. Like, even if iOS 19's buggy, I'm still excited for the way
it's
going
to work. Oh, that's what I was going to say. That's what I was asking, how many months we are, because
3.
You know, somebody on this call has seen some things. Actually, both of us.
Yeah, I was going to say theoretically.
And there, you know, it looks good. But there are some glaring, very obvious design bugs that, you know, I'm sure will be fixed. But how are we going to – if we have 3 months to fix design issues, like I'm talking padding on certain icons and margins and stuff, what about the features? Is it going to be extra broken?
I mean,
if we're 3 months away
back.
And it looks kind of like butts.
Yeah, you don't remember how iOS 7 went?
Yeah.
Remember how it made the iPhone 4 actually unusable for 3 months until 7.1?
Like, the fact that they were just like, sorry, Scott's gone. Here, Johnny, hardware designer, you do this.
It was really interesting doing the research for my video, though, because you find videos when you're searching iOS 7 reactions of there's a little boy that cries when he sees iOS 7. You remember this? I remember this now. This is a real video, dude. His dad or mom, I think it's his dad talking, showed him iOS 7. And he wanted to play Plants vs. Zombies, but when he saw iOS 7, he began crying.
Those are bad tears? Sad tears?
Yeah, dude.
Is that you?
No, I wish. But
you know, looking back, I feel like iOS 7 It's kind of, it kind of slaps. It didn't work. But
I feel the same way. I was looking. Oh,
okay, you agree? Okay.
If you watch iOS 7, but I felt that way almost immediately. I mean, I miss, dude.
I just don't like change.
This introduction video.
Yeah, it's hot.
Oh, I have to pause it for copyright. But this, when I die, you know how most people see their family? Like when they're dying. They like their life flash before their eyes and they'll see like, you know, their loved one, their husband, their wife, yep, their best friend, their mom, their dad. No, mm-hmm. All I'm going to see.
Oh, no.
No, this is what I'm going to see.
Oh, no.
This is what I see when I die.
This
is Johnny Ive. That will flash in my head.
You know, the sad thing is like there's a non-0% chance that will occur.
Because this is one of the coolest videos ever. I remember watching this and I was like, this is the future. And holds a lot of nostalgia.
Parallax was introduced. Oh, dude. Ugh.
I think this also holds a special place in my heart because it was the first year I did YouTube.
Probably. But also,
you can go back.
I remember thinking that the pastel-y icons looked bad and weird, but it's kind of a vibe. Oh, look, there he is.
Let's go back. I have an iOS 7.
We're hopping into a time capsule.
I hate what YouTube has done to search. No, I don't want what people also watched. I want what I searched for. You notice how they put this inside?
And all those shorts?
I don't want. Oh, wait. Why is my own video? What? Oh, because I searched iUpdate OS. I got to find. I did an iOS 7.
Wow, you did so many videos.
I made. Dude, I would make like a video every 2 days. Okay, hold on. iOS 7.
Damn, you was getting views.
No, I wasn't. That was 1,000 views, my guy.
I was getting 300 back then.
Is the iOS 7 first look, dude? I swear.
If I would have seen your channel, I would have thought you were famous.
Here it is. iOS 7 beta 1 top feature. Dude, look at this intro. Tell me this doesn't hit.
Hot as hell. What happened to your voice? You don't sound like that at all.
I intentionally made it deeper because I thought I sounded tougher. I was like, that's how you be a man.
Like, can you do it now? Can you replicate it right now? Give us a
taste. What's up, guys? This is iUpdate OS, and today we're going to be talking about the top feature. It's not the same.
If someone would have played me a clip of like the middle of that video and said, hey, this is one of your friends. Can you guess who? I don't know if I would be able to.
Oh, my God. But like, this video is just me going through. Oh, it's so. I used to film this. Oh my God, I can smell the air in the room that
Photos
I filmed
app was
in.
So much better.
It was actually usable. I filmed this out the window because I thought the blurred background looked. Well, that actually is kind of full
That's
circle.
Clever.
I film in front of Apple Park now. But yeah, dude, that I filmed this out the back window. Oh,
it is pretty hot, dog.
But we didn't feel, a lot of people didn't feel that way. I don't even think I gave my opinion.
I didn't feel that
opinion.
Way at the time.
Let's see what my conclusion of this video was. Today, I announced a new video also coming that day. Oh, I forgot. Dude, that brings back a core memory. When on WWDC, I used to make 3 videos in a day, and I'd put them out back to back.
Oh, well, I saw you do that just a couple years ago as an adult.
No, I filmed 3 in one day, and I only put out 1.
I have never seen
Oh, wait, maybe I put out 2. I might have put out 2.
Yeah, there were 2.
I don't put out 2 now, though.
I have never seen you so flustered. Like, I'll never forget walking into that hotel room and there was, like, actual smoke coming out of your head because the gears were burning up.
Do you have a picture of me? Did you capture media of...
No, I don't think so. I probably wouldn't have been allowed to. You would have been like, no photos, please.
One of the coolest... Oh, I should upload this to my personal YouTube channel. But one of the coolest things... Actually, I can probably find it in my Photos app. That we have media, just of, like, my life, relating to my job... is back in 2023 when we watched the unveil of Apple Vision Pro.
Okay.
Together.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pull it up in my photos.
Dude.
Now,
The vibes were so good until they weren't.
Yeah, they were. Let me share my photos. Is this working? Can you see what I see?
Yep.
Okay. Hopefully I don't dox myself. I don't think I will.
I'm looking everywhere.
Okay. This is WatchOS 10. I don't care about that. This is me screenshotting that for a TikTok. I'm trying to find...
He was a busy boy.
I thought we had a reaction that I would have saved. Oh, it's my mom. Oh, wait, she probably doesn't... Oh, my God, it's me and Ian.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Ian is the... Was Ian the one that recorded the video, or was it you?
I think it's my friend Jake.
Oh, Jake!
Oh, I guess we've never released... I just realized we've never released these photos of the event that we did.
Yeah. Dude. So this feels like this was yesterday, unironically.
We did all of this ourselves. People might not realize that we were... Look at how stressed we look, dude.
Yeah, we were losing our fucking minds.
Yeah, that was a rough day. I mean, worth it, but probably the most stressful time of my life.
I'm afraid to even... Wait, this is a video. Testing the screen.
Oh, my God. Look who's... Look.
It's Owen. This? Right? Is that
why
Owen? Is
it, like, why does the Photos app not work? This is us doing some
it's not supposed
testing.
To. That's the fun part.
Yeah, like, that's disappointing. Oh, wow. This has just become a nostalgia episode, dude.
What a bunch of handsome lads. I'm afraid to know what that is. What is happening? Oh, is this right before we go out?
It's dark. You can't see us, but we're about to go on.
We're fucking doing this.
We're doing it. We're backstage. It's so dark.
Oh, my God.
You cannot see it.
I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Is this what it feels like to be a rock star?
Is it happening?
Yes, sir.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Send a doll. Why
is it not saying it's 7:17?
Okay. Anyway, WWDC always horrendously nostalgic.
Horrendously,
but in a good way. I mean, what? Okay, what are you? I because this is the thing. I am probably most excited for iOS 19 this year.
I mean,
guessing that it's going to be a redesign based off of no prior knowledge. So. iOS 19 more than iPhone 17 more than home device more than
I think so too. I'm a bit more nervous this year because I have a little bit more stock in this one.
yeah you do. You don't got stock, you got the company.
No, it's like this has to. Like, I'm very sure in what we have about iPhone 17, the entire lineup. And especially now that CADs have come out from so many other sources that literally match exactly what we've been saying. iOS 19, the stuff that we put out has to be correct for anyone to take anything seriously up all the way to September.
Yeah, it's got to be right.
It's got to be on the money.
What are you going to do if it's wrong? Are you going to cry?
I'm going to leave. Never see me again.
Only on Genius Bar or just in general?
No, ever. Like, you can't. I can't say it on the show, but I will be in a ditch somewhere.
Where? Like, where should I be looking?
Somewhere in the EU.
In the EU?
Yeah.
We should have USB-C.
Sam, I got a big problem, and I hope you have a solution.
I do.
Okay, here. You haven't heard my problem yet. Here comes the problem.
I already know.
I got travel, got a special trip, okay? On a special trip, I'm going to golf. But every time I take my golf clubs with me, first of all, it's a hassle. And second of all, my luggage and my golf clubs never show up at the same time. Me, my golf clubs, always separate. And I have to wait. And you know what? You know what I do? I miss the golf outing. My clubs show up a day late. Do you have a solution for this?
That's why this episode is sponsored by Shipsticks, baby.
Hey! Yay! We love Shipsticks.
The official golf shipping partner of the Genius Bar. I'll throw that label on our relationship.
You said it, not me.
Dude, here's how it works. You skip the airport stress, you skip the costly airline fees, you get complimentary insurance, real-time tracking, dedicated support, on-time delivery. You just schedule your shipment, attach your label, Shipsticks handles the rest. They deliver your gear directly to your destination. They offer white glove shipping for golf clubs and luggage. And you can travel worldwide without that luggage. Shipsticks delivers to 180 countries for a hassle-free,
carefree
journey.
That's a lot of countries.
Which
I've only ever been in one.
Guys, right now go to Shipsticks.com. for the deal. They're offering our listeners 20% off your first shipment when you go to ShipStix.com and use code Genius. Go to ShipStix.com and use the code Genius to get 20% off your first shipment and save yourself the hassle this golf season. John, that is, I know you struggle with spelling, that's ShipStix.com. Make sure you use the code Genius so they know that we sent you.
Struggle with spelling? Yes. Struggle with shipping my sticks? No longer. No. Thank you, ShipStix. I do want to say this about the iPhone 17 Pro. There was an important person that disagreed with my design leak, okay? An important person. Someone that...
Who?
Well, I can't say.
Oh, I thought you were, like, bringing up a story.
Someone at the company that would make a phone like that, you know?
Okay.
That what they had seen, worked on, was not what I had shown. And they were very steadfast in that it was wrong. Out of all the sources that had delivered me different pictures, videos, files, CADs, they all matched, except for this one person. The issue is this one person kind of a lot of weight if they say something. And so it got me a little worried. Got me a little tickle in my loins. A little not a fun tickle, a bad tickle.
Scary tickle.
Ooh. Scary tickle. I was driving the other day, and I get a call, FaceTime call from said person, and they said, guess what I just saw? And I said, what? And they said, your design in a lab. So I am no longer worried. I feel very good about the iPhone 17 Pro and Pro Max design. Very, very good. I feel especially good about the iPhone Air design. And I feel very tragically sad for iPhone 17 because it looks the same and does not match the rest of the little guys.
Yeah, that's a weird one. That is a weird one.
The only way it makes sense is if by some weird chance things are getting renamed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Like, what if it's not... Like, what if iPhone Air is just iPhone Air, and the phone below that is something?
iPhone 6.1-ish. What if they get rid of... I mean, they got to get rid of the numbers at some point, I do feel.
I mean...
iPhone 22, come on. Well, I guess their Samsung is doing that.
I mean, we have an iPhone 17, iPhone 17e. No, iPhone 17e, iPhone 17. You think about that.
Hey, no yawning.
Just thinking about that. iPhone 17e, iPhone 17, iPhone 17 Air, iPhone 17 Pro, iPhone 17 Pro Max. I would entertain the theory of an iPhone 17 Ultra or an iPhone Ultra. The only issue is the Pro Max variant, the bigger version, is just a blown up version of the
go ahead.
The one below that, the 17 Pro.
There we go. Like,
so I feel like if the Pro if it's literally just a blown up version, I don't see how that would be named anything different.
But it's got 12 gigabytes of RAM and smaller dynamic island.
Does that make it Ultra?
Maybe. Also,
what just happened to your face?
I think Mac Rumors copied my video, but in an article.
Oh boy, loading it up.
I made a video in the order of talking about
is it their newest one
with the new camera app, and then I talked about Vision OS, and then I talked about the new Siri, and then I talked about staggered features, and then I talked about compatible iPhones in that exact order.
Oh. Is the Sam Mac Rumors beef back on?
No, it's fine. Everybody, I mean, I'm used to that at this point.
Well, Steve said, great artists do whatever.
Good artists copy, great artists steal.
Yeah, that. Thank you for remembering.
I was scrolling.
What an insane thumbnail for that. That's straight from Apple, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I think they're taking inspiration from my thumbnails where I put the blurred face.
That's basically you. Yeah, same color.
This is actually
too.
A sick ad. Did you see this one? It's a little dude that flops around.
A wacky waving. He's not whacking himself. A wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man. You get all that? Oh, it's so cute.
It's the same set where they filmed the video, too.
Why is the marketing team the best and the people that make the phones are the worst? Can we get the marketing team to start making the stuff?
You know, they set at a price you can't ignore, but I feel like most people could ignore $600.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, was there any other news this week? I don't think there was. I mean, basically just 16E.
Did I just see that Skype is done? That feels wrong for some reason. Scrolly uppy.
Oh, wow. Right, yeah, I used to love Skype.
That feels very wrong. That feels like something that shouldn't happen, but it's going to happen anyway. FaceTime really fucking, I guess in Google Meet and Zoom. Poor Skype. Maybe if you didn't suck.
Well, this was kind of cool.
Happens to things that suck for too long?
Did you see this? There's some cool stuff up for auction right now.
Okay.
Yeah, they've got.
Did they just clean out Steve's office?
Yeah, like look at this. They got an Apple Newton banner up for sale. I'm like, that kind of hits, dog.
Dog. Yeah. What website is this?
Wait, there's a belt?
Oh, that's pretty fucking sick.
That is kind of sick. How is it only $100 to bid? This is our auction there. I think I bought
this.
This
is very niche. An Apple belt, fabric belt.
Dude, should we buy this for Genius Bar?
A champagne.
Pop it open. That would be crazy. They said estimated $2,000 plus. Really?
Where is this from? Like, what is all that? Where did they get that bottle? What's that from?
I think this is just like a collector. There's a few. One of my good friends is a huge Apple collector in Australia.
Huh.
He has a boxed version of like every
the hockey
jersey's
cool.
I know, but dude, so I click on that because I'm like, dude.
That's right up your Make-A-Wish alley.
It's an XL, my guy. Come on.
What would that look like on you?
It would be massive because hockey jerseys are typically oversized. If that was a medium or a large, I would have already been bidding on that, and I probably wouldn't have brought it up so nobody outbid me. But yeah, there's a lot of cool. Dude, I'm a sucker for an auction. Also, look at this. They got posters.
Would it be possible to get that hockey jersey and get it tailored?
I guess potentially, but
can you tailor your way back down to a normal size from an XL?
I mean, you definitely could tailor down versus like inventing more fabric.
That's true. You got me there.
I don't know. I love like classic Apple stuff. And then even these, I was like, a Next computer t-shirt 3-pack?
Yeah,
are you kidding?
Factory sealed?
That would be insane.
That, yeah.
Why is it? It's not changing.
Man, I miss Steve, bro. I didn't want to turn into that guy, but I miss him.
See, other people have been saying the same stuff. Listen, I miss Steve too, but we also got to live with the times. And for me,
we
I'm like, there's no point. There's no point in going back to the past when we're not going back. But in the famous words of Kamala Harris, we are not going back.
Of who? Oh, yeah, that worked out really well for her.
It's unfortunate.
When you see people like, do I say this or do like we don't? I don't have to invite this terrible drama, but I'm gonna
just don't say names.
I have to.
Nope.
Okay, when you see current people that pretend to be someone like a Steve Jobs, like maybe a guy that makes rockets. And
oh,
cars.
I thought you were coming at like somebody in our space. You can make fun of Elon all day, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. What? The other rocket guy?
Like our current time, we have Elon. He's the guy. There's so many people in society that look at him as like the savior of everything. When you see someone like that and then you look back at Steve, you become so much more grateful for how rare a person that is.
Who do you think Steve would have voted for? That would have been crazy.
God.
I feel like I don't know Steve's like a lot of his personal, I'm reading the biography. I'm so bad at reading. I should really just get it on an audiobook.
Mm.
But I mean, it's, it's a bit of a slow start for me. It really goes deep into the background about how he was very much into like fruit only diets.
Did it say if he voted for Ronald Reagan?
I don't think it did. But
damn.
And how he smelled bad. Like that's where I mean, you know, it's getting a little boring.
Mm.
And
I wouldn't be surprised if we literally didn't vote.
Yeah, I could see that'd be very Steve. He's like, I'm not like the other boys. But Steve, I think Steve was more of like a personally bad person rather than maybe a impact. People are impact the whole world. I'm a bad person. Some people are impact the people around me bad person. Some people are both.
Yeah.
And I think Steve was more of an impact the people around me bad person. I mean, people, it's hard to know the truth with him. Because I think with him being gone, it's very easy to romanticize those magic moments. And
obviously, he surrounded himself by very talented, smart people. Like, it wasn't all Steve.
Like, I want Johnny Ive to do a tell-all about Apple. Johnny Ive kind of...
I don't want to know. I want to have this imaginative thing in my head that is beautiful and wonderful and filled with fairy dust. Johnny Ive will crush my hopes and dreams and kill the fairy dust.
Yeah. Did you hear that Johnny Ive, famous Apple designer for anybody unfamiliar, who made the iPhone, Steve Jobs' right-hand man, isn't he working on a hardware device with OpenAI now? I think that's what I heard. Yeah.
I'm going to Google.
I can just search it.
He is! Yep. Oh, sweet Christ. The Verge article popped up. Johnny Ive. Dude. There he is. Confirms he's working on a new device with OpenAI. Uh-oh.
Isn't that crazy?
Is an unflattering photo of him.
Yeah.
I don't know how to take this. I kind of feel like he is a traitor.
I think he just knows what's up. I think he knows what's next. And I think he knows it's AI. And it's not Apple's AI.
Yikes. You mean the thing that's not shipped yet or close to being shipped is not what he's working on?
I don't know. Also, a few weeks ago, remember how we talked about The Verge was going paywall?
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot about that.
I just want to say,
did they backtrack?
Yeah, they did. Because I guarantee everyone stopped reading their website.
Yikes! I bet that's damage that you can't walk back either. Like, there's probably
I still go less because I don't even think about I used to go to The Verge every single day. I love this website, and then they said you have to pay for anything, and I said, I can go literally anywhere else. Like when you're a site not doing exclusives, to be like, you pay for me now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is I completely forgot that happened. Our news stories are free to read to get all access to The Verge. Subscribe now. What is all access if your news stories are free to read?
Oh, you can subscribe for their features.
Which are what?
You get unlimited access from hot scoops to deep dives.
Do they have any
exclusive newsletters? They do have some scoops on like Meta sometimes.
Alex does.
You get fewer, better ads. The fact that you pay them cash $50 a year and they still give you ads is nuts. They also we give you more premium ads.
Isn't that what Elon said too?
What is a premium ad?
It's what we always wanted. Oh, and you get a fucking $19.95 RSS feed if you pay. Incredible.
Yeah, and I think they send you a magazine maybe sometimes. It felt really good that they did not get away with this.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and side with you.
Because
talk about killing your reputation.
They talk such a big game of like, oh, yeah, you pay for us. We have to do this because the media industry is changing and evolving. And I was like, yeah, it's going to change and evolve by me not ever thinking about you again.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine looking your audience in the eye and saying, you got to start paying to watch it? Like, and that's the thing. I totally get being additive. And we've floated this idea with the show before of doing like a Genius Bar Plus, but it's always got to be in addition or additive or
yes.
Like you can't take away the main thing. Or even like a good podcast I do, they do an hour free and then just everything after the hour mark is paid. I'm like, you know what? You're still giving people the main thing for free. Yeah. And I think that's really important. The democratization of the internet has always been really important to me. I mean, I've learned everything I know from the internet, and just, yeah, the idea of paywalling my main thing is silly. And it felt really good that they changed that bottom bar to say, actually, just so you guys know, we're not actually going to say what's all we.
Is anyone covering this? Like, has anyone been covering The Verge, like in a way of spilling the tea? I want TMZ to be like, The Verge backtracks on claims of.
Verge backtracks.
By the way, everyone, Genius Bar is now just Genius Bar Plus, and it is $8 a month. This is the last episode you will ever hear if you do not pay that starting next week.
Oh, people are talking about this. Wait, that's really funny.
It's a tragedy that. Garbage. Did they just try to sell us on their website? What was the title of this article?
Oh yeah, this is a PR fluff. It looks like of when they announced the change.
On the verge of a paywall. Wow.
Yeah, this is clearly it didn't work. So.
Yikes.
I try to find this article. Maybe this is just a form on.
It looks like it. On Ars Technica.
Yeah. People Yikes. Were obviously.
What a silly. Neelai? Is it? Which one is it? Neelai or Neelai?
Neelai.
Well, he needs to knee lie down and rethink of
well, they did. Idea. They did, and I appreciate that. I mean, props to them for backtracking. But this was just really pertinent tech news for me, and I was like,
that article just said Samsung announces Galaxy A56 or something. Imagine paying $8 for that.
Yeah, and it was their old articles, too. It was wild.
Yikes. Well, I don't know if there's any other pertinent Apple news to cover, but I feel like it feels like we're on the cusp of we have set up the fire pit, and there's someone with a tank of gas and a match, and I can see him right over there.
Can I be probably the tank of gas guy?
You're always a tank of gas, baby. You light my fire.
Oh, well, thank you. So you're putting out you're basically just saying you're putting out your video this week. Love how you have not confirmed or denied really what you've seen.
You can ask me questions and I will. Let's close. If you continued watching, this will be fun. You can ask me questions and I will say yes or no.
What's your middle name?
Edward. That has nothing to do with. You know why my middle name is Edward?
Because you have scissor hands.
Yeah, that's why. I didn't learn this until everyone had died and I was much older. My grandma was having an affair with her boss, Ed.
Bro.
And I got my fucking middle name is based on my grandma's affair. Like, how did that happen to me?
I kind of hate that. Why did they do that to you? That's like bad.
See? Terrible.
They cursed you from a
young age. I never even met that guy. I don't know him.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Imagine that. He's dead with the rest of them. Okay. You may ask me questions about iOS 19 and I will say yes or no. Based on what I've seen.
Is there a redesign this year?
Yes.
Does it look like Vision OS?
Yes.
Does it look way prettier than it does now?
Yes. Wow. Beautiful exclusive.
You got so serious. You crossed your arms and everything. That was actually funny. You looked very
defensive. I was worried. I didn't know it was coming my way. You could ask anything. I already committed to saying yes or no. Yeah.
Guys, thank you for watching Genius Bar. Check out John's video coming next week. I'll be the first watcher and the last.
and the last. And then we'll have, that means we'll have news for the next episode too. We got to keep feeding the people. That means everyone else, you better step it up this week if you want to get your news into Genius Bar.
Should I keep the 16E? It's, I mean, the wallpaper.
It looks really pretty, and the
it really
the black
does look
is
good. No, the black is the color to get. The black, dude.
It looks so cute in your giant.
I don't need this. I don't need. I'm not gonna use it really. I mean, I can.
But the way you look at it,
I guess
I feel like you'd be sad. You would miss it.
Theoretically, I could sell my 16 Pro, but no, I want the 16 Pro for betas and stuff because it will have more features potentially. You know what's interesting? This is just such a small detail that's like silly to think about, but I was like, how will the Siri animation work with Dynamic Island? And it just kind of like goes around.
Oh, you mean
like,
the notch?
Yeah, sorry, with the notch. And yeah, it like wraps around like, because this is the first time Apple's ever done that. The other devices, every other device.
Oh yeah, true,
has
true.
The island.
Wow. So I forgot there. Even the $600 iPhone 16e has been graced with the latest and greatest.
Oh yeah, this is the future I got going here on this. This here phone.
You know what's sad? That animation has lost its luster on me, and I don't know if it's just because it sucks.
Yeah.
Like the features don't
really
work.
Sad.
Because when they announced it, I was like, wow, that is gorgeous. And now every time it pops up, it makes me angry a little bit.
Well, apparently in some time in the future, we're getting the other Siri features. That's exciting.
You know what's been happening to me? I'll trigger Apple Intelligence or whatever the hell that is. It'll go, vroom, and show the thing. I'll say a thing, and it'll just go away. Like, no response, not a, we didn't hear that, we're going to look that up. I just say a thing, it waits for me to be done, and it just goes away. Completely silent. Nothing. It didn't do anything that I asked. It's as if I hit the button or something.
I can't even get it to shut off my alarm in the morning. My people are...
You're just laying there yelling?
No, I do. I wake up because my eyes are and my body is too tired to move, so I'll just be mangled in bed like, there is not... There is not. And then she never hears me. So, and I get angry fast. I didn't think I had a temper.
I yell a lot at Siri, and there's no reason
for
that.
I feel like a middle-aged divorced white guy. I'm angry constantly. Every time I see Siri, I get pissed off.
Yeah, it's not great. I just accidentally twirled my could I?
That
could
be
I
crazy,
do this?
Dude. Bros, John Van Cleef out here.
I did this on
dude.
I did this on accident. Is it beautiful?
Yeah, buddy.
Would you let this guy leak iOS 19? Would you trust
No,
him?
I do not trust that guy. I do not trust Johnique.
I think I'm just okay. That's just gonna be stuck that way now, I think, until I watch
it. You know, I'm holding the 16E though, and I
it just sounds like you want to keep it, and you're trying to give yourself reasons to keep it. And I think the fact that you want to keep it should be the reason enough.
Nobody cares about the 16E, though. Have you noticed that now that it's out? Literally.
Do you
no
think
one.
It was just the buzz of a new iPhone?
I think it was just the buzz and the fact that it was a little controversial. I think people cared a lot, and then everyone has made up their mind how they feel, and they do not care. I mean, my shorts that I posted, no engagement, no one watched even.
Looking iPhone
and,
16
and that's my theory. Right, of course, like the Marquez review is going to get a lot because you know,
yeah, but he doesn't count.
That's like the default,
he didn't go to speed limit, so we don't look at him.
Yeah,
I bet. Yeah, yep, I see. Yeah, that's
isn't that interesting though? That now that it's out, it's just. Maybe over time these videos will
even
grow.
The Verge's iPhone 16e review. First of all, uploaded to YouTube for free. Round of applause, everybody! Can you believe
thank
that?
You.
What a gracious company! Has 150,000 views.
Wow!
But free.
Yeah.
Flossie Carter iPhone 16e, the best phone of 2025. I haven't watched the video. It's 32 minutes long.
32 minutes long?
Yeah, I cannot.
How do you talk about the iPhone 16
for 32 minutes? If anyone can talk about that phone for 32 minutes, it's going to be him. 32 minutes and 11 seconds to be exact.
How do you talk about the 16? How do you talk about an iPhone 16 for 32 minutes? What are you talking about?
iPhone 16e review, 126,000 views.
But that's what I think it is. I think people cared about it right away. It's not the creator. It's just I think the interest in the...
Would you like to know Apple Tracks video about the 16e?
That doesn't count. It doesn't count because it's before. I guarantee if I made a 16e video, it'd probably hit 44K. That would be my guess. Even if I put the same amount of effort into it as anything else, I don't think it would.
What if you just unlist this one and just re-upload it with the same title, same thumbnail, let's see what happens.
What else is there to say, though, is sort of my angle.
Oh, there's nothing else to say.
Yeah, so
we knew what
me,
the phone was going into it.
And
the only difference compared to what we knew before was they really cucked us on the price.
Yeah. So I haven't really, I mean, my thoughts are very similar to the video. No, MagSafe sucks. There's some weird stuff with the connectivity, and it's kind of hard to justify. That's just,
But it looked pretty.
Does look really good.
That's basically me. I'm pretty, but hard to justify.
But you do look pretty.
What did you say? You're thicker in the places that matter the most?
I forgot that was this episode. That feels like a
year. Yeah, that's the same one. Yep. Thicker in the places that matter the most.
We're
going to
go. It's late for you. You got to get to bed, Grandpa.
No, you didn't. Not
sorry,
Mr.
Prosser. Mr. Prosser.
This is a safe space.
No, I've been low key bullying you this episode. I'm just trolling you.
You haven't been. I don't think you've been bullying me. Other than the only bully things that you've said are that you're thicker.
Yeah, but I said
in places that matter.
Ugly. I did say I'm ugly, so that makes us even.
No, you said I'm pretty. You said I'm prettier to set me up for what the real stinger was, which is that you got a bigger peener.
I was talking about dumpy, but...
Oh, yeah, me too. Yep, that's what I meant.
We'll see you guys next
week. See you next week. Oh, fuck.
Have you seen the peener snipper guy on TikTok?
The peener snipper?
Yeah, have you not seen the peener snipper guy?
No, I'm going to look him up, though.
Scariest stories?
Wait, this is a scary thing? It's not a funny thing?
I'll show you. I'll show you. It's
okay.
It's goated.
Oh no!
Peener.
Oh, I'm gonna stop this recording. We have to make a thumbnail.
Snipper. Wait. Put this.
Wait.
In.
Is this part of the show?
In. Yeah. Put this in the show.
Okay. Peener. Snipper.
Everybody needs
all
to
right.
know about the peener snipper guy. Oh, this. Yeah. This is the best one. All right. Everybody, lock in for some brain rot. Okay. This is the weekly brain rot corner. You guys locked in? Okay.
I stood outside with my peener out, like usual. That's when I hear the bells approaching of the. Peener snipper guy.
That's it?
There's a whole universe about the peener snipper guy.
Oh, so it's about cats getting neutered?
No, it's just about cats in general.
Okay.
And
I stood outside with my peener out like usual. That's when I hear the bells.
What a funny word.
Peener snipper guy.
There's an entire universe based around that sound. I just want you guys to know that this
Django,
is...
Django knows the peener snipper guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yep.
It's really good.
I'm sorry, but could you imagine a cat having big old balls walking around the house?
That's intimidating. When they're.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if I could get out of bed every day.
Now I don't know if this is the show or not. This feels guys, make sure we should put this behind a paywall.
Just the last 3 minutes.
Yeah, maybe like I paid $30 for that.
Well, yeah. We're doing God's work. We're warning them about the peener snipper guy.
Yeah, watch
Everyone
out.
Everyone watch out.
Watch out. That's what I do with my free time. I watch those videos. And.
Well, you know. I'm going to sleep tonight with my peener covered, just in case.
Yeah.
I'm going to tuck
watch
it.
Out for Larry. Larry's another very evil character in the peener snipperverse.
Are you making this
snipperverse up? Snipperverse for short. No, it's Larry, peener snipper guy, and the creature.
What does Larry do?
Larry's evil, but the creature is like in between evil of the Peter Snipper guy. It's like, I honestly think that the Peter Snipperverse rivals the Marvel Cinematic, what they built out. I mean, it's really.
So you're telling me there's someone more evil than the Peter Snipper guy?
Yeah, I think Larry is the most evil, and the creature, what is referred to as the creature, is sort of in between evil of the.
What does Larry snip off?
We don't know yet. They're still building out the franchise. No. But speaking of franchises, you watched this week's episode of The Summers, right?
Oh, dude, it is a different show now. There is before this episode and after this episode is, and you know, you want your heart to hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you look at the duration of next week's episode?
Yeah, it's like 37 minutes. I was really pissed.
What the fuck?
That's a podcast.
Our podcast is longer.
Yeah, and we put more work into it as well.
Definitely more work. I don't know if you, there's less CGI here. Although they say no CGI in that last episode, which is
nuts.
Cannot understand, dude. The flashbacks filmed on actual film. Holy fucking shit. It literally, because it's filmed on film, all the flashbacks were, it literally feels like a completely different universe. It's all the same characters, but they're vibrant and colorful.
If you guys haven't watched Severance, it's the best show on all of the history of television.
I think it's the best show of all time. It might be.
Yeah, unless they mess it up, in which case I will never forgive them.
Yeah, last time I said a show was the best show of all time, the Peter Snipper guy got him.
Was that Game of Thrones?
Yeah. I've never watched a show for so long that ruined itself so bad at the end that all of it is meaningless. I could never rewatch that show because it means nothing from the beginning to the end.
I've never finished it because I'm like, I have like four episodes ago and I was just like, not really worth it, to be honest.
It's insultingly bad. Fuck, I'm angry now. Fuck that show. Severance, don't you dare. Ben Stiller, don't you dare. Don't even think about it.
Dude, the thing is, I feel like the fan base would low-key riot if it got bad.
Oh, yeah.
People
are
obsessed.
Smart people.
Yeah, with this show.
Also, Adam Scott, what an incredible opportunity. What an incredible actor. Yeah. Every actor on that show is incredible.
Dude,
the guy that plays Milkshake?
You asked me a few episodes ago. You said, who have you had a crush on? Heliar, bro.
But Heliar the innie, right? Not the,
It depends on what mood I'm in.
Oh, okay. All right. I see you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
you're feeling a little suspicious.
Dude, Heli, Britt Lauer, she's very, very funny. Very,
so
very
so much after this last episode, I feel like is clear now of what's up, where we're headed, and it makes me sad.
I think they're doing. I think there's no way. If this is a tragedy and not a comedy, I'm gonna cry. This better not be a tragic story.
If I say something, I'll censor it. I'll censor it. I feel like it's obviously leading up to.
Oh, it's so good. I literally look forward to every week. I've never felt like this about media in my life. It unlocks
this. The show is so intense that I think I need to be severed. Like there needs to be a version of me that watches the show and has to deal with the stress of everything that it throws at me, and then a version of me that doesn't have to think that deep at all.
And I have to say, Apple wins. They got my ass resubscribing to Apple TV Plus. Now I will be promptly unsubscribing whenever this
it
ends.
It also passed Ted Lasso as their most successful show. So good job.
Because it's
marketing, dude. With Tim being on the severed floor, them doing that thing in New York,
dude. Maybe that's it. Do you think Tim got severed, and that's why he's like, I don't know what to do. They just put me here.
Ever since season two started, Tim's been a little weird.
I think he got severed to deal with the current administration.
little Timmy C.
Tim C, man.
Ugh. I don't know who the actor that whoever it is that plays Milkshake. Yeah. Not in this episode, but the last one. Performance of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Crazy. Him in the mirror. Oh, what a show. What a show.
I know. It's got something for everybody, dude. Okay, that's all. This is going on too long. You guys have a great day.
Go watch Severance. If you think that you have
take away one thing.
That we've given you nothing, you go watch that show.
And then we'll have given you everything.
And then you have everything. Yeah, you'll never complain to us again. Never once will you be like, "Well, if you don't like Apple, you should make a podcast about something else."
Well, there we go. We made a Severance podcast. Yes, and a peanut snipper podcast.
we'll just rename the show to Severed or Cold Harbor.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay, we'll see you guys later.
We've said too much.